This episode of Standard Orbit is brought to you by Audible.com, offering more than 150,000 titles for your tablet, smartphone, and desktop. Support the show and get a free audiobook of your choice by visiting audibletrial.com/trekfm.
Hey everyone, I'm Rod Roddenberry, and you're listening to Trek FM.
Follow Standard Orbit, Mr. Chekhov, and take us home.
Hi, sir.
It is the word of Landru.
Joy to you, friends, and thanks for joining us here in Standard Orbit, Trek FM's dedicated show to the original series. My name is Drew, or Landru, and this is my co-host Mike from Commentary Trek Stars.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's episode 102, and you know what that means.
Eight to go.
Yeah, it also means that we're going to rematch in Bridgemates, which means that I will not be leading us today. I'm gonna hand over the reins, the command of the ship. Hopefully he doesn't cause a mutiny.
Before we do that, before he has a chance to talk, okay? Would it not be awesome if there was like a weekly Bridgemates show?
Yes.
Like with everyone on the network?
Let's volunteer him for it, shall
we? I think it would be great if Philip were to host that, because he's really good at hosting Bridgemates. So let's see, for those people who don't know, let's see what that would be like.
Yeah. Or you can tune into last week's Earl Grey.
No,
109.
Just listen here.
They should listen to the first round how we won and beat them on their own show.
We have enough trouble getting people Spoilers. To listen to this show. Don't tell people to stop listening and go listen to Earl Grey. They've got plenty of listeners, okay? They're here. This one takes place first, and then the other one takes place afterwards. Especially if we lose this one, then we end up as like the winning team at the end.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So what are we doing? Oh yeah, we're introducing the people who are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, Phillip's here. Hopefully he doesn't mutiny.
Hi. Well, I mean, is this like one of those Spock in command situations? Once I take command, am I going to be worried?
It's more like. Darren and Daniel will mutiny with you in command.
They would.
Because Mike and I will be on the surface.
Okay. Well, I have made a recording in case anything happens to me that I want Darren and Daniel to watch, but...
Okay, good.
Okay,
excellent.
But...
Excellent.
All right, let me get in this chair. Man, why was leather in this chair? God, this is a little nicer than I'm used to. It spins all the way around,
right?
Too.
Did you move that tribble that I put there as a practical joke first?
Using that as a pillow.
Helps
my lumbar support. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Standard Orbit episode of Bridgemates, the animated expansion pack. The hottest new Star Trek-based game being played around the quadrant. It's based on the number one Trek.fm game, Bridgemates, the original TNG edition. As always, it's being played with two-person teams, like Spock and Uhura, Sulu and Chekhov, and Scotty and his technical manuals. Everyone forms friendships when on a five-year-long mission. Bridgemates is a game that asks, how well do you know your fellow officer after years of seeing the captain flirt with the yeomans at the annual Christmas party? On Bridgemates team number one, we have, of course, your favorite co-host for all things TOS, your Standard Orbit duo of Drew Stewart and Mike Schindler. Drew and Mike, how does it feel to be in a rematch? And more importantly, are you keeping the Maroon Monsters team name?
Man, we've already got a logo. We're not getting rid of that thing ever. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And as the
until we lose. At that point, then, you know, that's it. Screw the Maroon.
Then we'll be the Teal Monsters.
And as the defending champs, I have to ask, as co-host, when did you all feel like you really clicked as co-host?
I think it was right around the time that you were reading off the final score, and it said that we won. And we were like, what?
That's when we realized we've made a terrible mistake. Why are we quitting?
And it should be noted that we still only got, you know, seven out of 15 in terms of points, you know, 70 out of 150. What's the percentage on that? I mean, I guess it's good for baseball, but yikes.
I was told there would be no math question. On Bridgemates team number two, we have My Star Trek, the Next Generation duo from Earl Grey, Daniel Prue, and Darren Moser. How was y'all's trip to the 23rd century, and what registry number is Free Enterprise up to now?
You know, I just do this for fun at this point. It's just for fun. I'm just having a good time. I don't even keep score. Whoever wins. Let's just, you know, it's just all about having fun. Let's just everybody have fun.
NCC 17-0-3.
Yes, yes. We're gonna change how we talk about star dates, and we're gonna change how we work registry numbers. But it's for those keeping track at home, we are up to 1701C. I think that's just because, you know, last time we were the Enterprise B, and, you know, that's just not our Enterprise. You know, C, we got a great episode with yesterday's Enterprise. I'm feeling it. I think with how much I know about TOS, we are guaranteed to get some points.
Darren, you're holding up a Cisco figure. This isn't.
at the very least, as Enterprise C, we should tie, right? Let's tie at this point. At the very least,
or at the end, we have to go back through the, you know, temporal rift and die at a sacrifice for the timeline.
I'm sorry, that's how it ends. We're just gonna have to sing.
Daniel, if you meet a daughter that looks exactly like you,
stop it, Philip.
All right, let's go to round one. Round one consists of breaking up our pairs by asking their co-host Star Trek TOS based questions about their missing crewmate. First, I'll ask Mike and Darren to go put on their life belts and float in space for a while turning pink and purple, while we ask Drew and Daniel some questions. Each question is worth 5 points. I'll write down their answers and then ask their co-hosts the same questions when they return. We'll then see which bridge mates can match each other's answers. All right, Daniel, we'll start with you. Question one. Which JJ-verse character would your co-host say best represents them?
Wow. Scotty.
All right. He likes the Keenzer. All right, Drew, which JJ-verse character would your co-host say best represents him?
I don't know.
I can do this flashlight if you want in front of him.
There, that's better. Well, Daniel's got the lens flare. I'm fine. I'm going to say Sulu. John Cho Sulu.
Okay. All right. Question number two, again to Daniel. Multiple choice. Which weapon does your co-host prefer? A, a phaser on stun. B, Sulu's katana. C, Spock's lurpa. Or D, McCoy's sarcasm.
It's going to be a phaser on stun. Okay. Yeah, that's Darren for sure.
Okay. Drew, same question to you. Which weapon does your co-host prefer? A, a phaser on stun. B, Sulu's katana. C, Spock's lurpa. Or D, McCoy's sarcasm.
I think that it's always the answer is always going to be Kirk. Unless Kirk isn't an option, then it's going to be Sulu.
All right.
And so we're going to pick Sulu's katana.
All right. Question number three, again to Daniel, and multiple choice. Your co-host goes to the mess hall after a long day of podcasting. Who do they hope is performing there? A, Uhura singing. B, Spock playing his lyre. C, the Way to Eden hippie band. Or D, Lieutenant Kyle doing Irish drinking songs.
No, it's got to be Spock. It's got to be Spock. But come on. I mean, that's the best option for any situation.
Is that the TOS version of Always Choose Data?
It is. Spock is kind of the Always Choose Data option. Yeah, it's got to be Spock, for sure.
All right, Drew, same question. Your co-host goes to the mess hall after a long day of podcasting. Who does he hope is performing there? A, Uhura singing. B, Spock playing his lyre. C, the Way to Eden hippie band. Or D, Lieutenant Kyle doing Irish drinking songs.
I'm going to also go with Spock.
Okay. Spocking it. We're grokking it hard today. All right, question number four, Daniel, multiple choice. How would your co-host complete the sentence? Whenever something goes wrong in our podcast, my co-host can be a real A, Mugatu, B, Gorn, C, Tribble, or D, Horda.
Wow. Whoa. So, okay, so what does Darren think I am? I'm not an angry guy, so I'm not going to go with Gorn.
Would you try to form a rudimentary life?
Yeah, what was the option again?
A, Mugatu, B, Gorn, C, Tribble, or D, Horda.
I'm going to go with Horda.
All right. Hopefully he will know Kill Eye. Drew, how would your co-host complete the sentence? Whenever something goes wrong in our podcast, my co-host can be a real A, Mugatu, B, Gorn, C, Tribble, or D, Horda.
So this one's really hard for us because I know that Mike loves the Gorn, but I also know that he loves Mugatu.
Which one does he think you are?
Which one does he think I am? I'm feeling Gorn. I feel like he feels Gorn.
Okay. I can't really see you talking through your mask. Okay. All right. All right. Question number five, last question of round one. Daniel, which of the main prime TOS characters would your co-host say you are most like?
And I, it's open-ended, huh? There's no...
Main prime TOS character.
Well, I'm just going to pick the one I hope he would pick for me, and I'm gonna say Spock.
All right. Same question to you, Drew. Which of the main prime TOS characters would your co-host say you are most like?
I'm gonna say Scotty.
All right. And Mike and Darren have returned. Okay, round one. We're gonna start with Darren. Darren, which JJ-verse character would you say best represents you?
JJ-verse. So this is their portrayal in the JJ-verse.
Which of the JJ-verse characters would best represent you?
Well, I'm not Kirk. And I'd say Scotty. I like.
That is correct. First point on the board. Right.
I see how Philip cuts him off as soon as he says the right answer. You're right. Don't double guess.
Daniel is your Kienzer. Mike, same question to you. Which JJ-verse character best represents you?
You know, I think probably Scotty would be accurate. I don't know.
Well, that's not what Drew said. He said Sulu. So. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. No spinoff for you. Question number two to Darren. And this is multiple choice.
Okay.
What weapon do you prefer? A, a phaser on stun. B, Sulu's katana. C, Spock's lurpa. Or D, McCoy's sarcasm.
I thought Sulu had a rapier, not a katana.
JJ.
Oh, JJ Sulu. That's right. JJ's just throwing me for a loop and all this. I liked, actually, in JJ, I really liked the how the phasers flipped. I know some people didn't like it. I thought it was cool. Like, it showed, you know, the stun versus kill. So I'm going to go with a awesome phaser.
And that is correct. Another point for free.
Arms raised in victory.
Don't say victory. Oh, sorry. Just don't even say it.
Yeah, this is. I'm getting a deja vu feeling here. Mike, what weapon do you prefer? A, a phaser on stun. B, Sulu's katana. C, Spock's lurpa. Or D, McCoy's sarcasm.
I think McCoy's sarcasm all the way.
And that is incorrect. He said Sulu's katana for you.
What's the third one? The lurpa. I don't even know what that is.
If you remember from A Mock Time.
Oh, that's what it's called. Okay. I totally watched TOS.
and listened to Standard Orb, apparently. All right, question number three. Darren, multiple choice. Question number three. You go to the mess hall after a long day of podcasting. Who do you hope's performing there? A, Uhura singing. B, Spock playing his lyre. C, The Way to Eden hippie band, or D, Lieutenant Kyle doing Irish drinking songs.
See, I don't know what Kyle's actually like, except for in our RPG, so I don't really know.
That was crew.
Okay, well, you know, distant relative, whatever.
It's all relative.
I don't know. I think I always liked that scene where Spock was playing his lyre, you know, and Spock's always a good choice.
And that is another point. 4. Free Enterprise. Mike, you go to the mess hall after a long day of podcasting. Who do you hope's performing? A, Uhura singing. B, Spock playing his lyre. C, the Way to Hip Eden hippie band. Or D, Lieutenant Kyle doing Irish drinking songs.
I think you have to go with the stepping into Eden, yay brother guys, because one of those guys was the guard who gets his face cut off by Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs. So that's pretty cool, right?
Unfortunately, your point is not cool. He said B, Spock.
Always choose Spock.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess I figured that's what he would say, but I had to say the real answer, right?
Good save.
All right, Darren. Question number 4, multiple choice again. How would you complete the sentence? Whenever something goes wrong in our podcast, my co-host can be a real A, Mugatu, B, Gorn, C, Tribble, or D, Horta.
Isn't Mugatu from like Zoolander?
here's the thing, right? Okay, when we were looking up these things yesterday, pictures for Aaron to do our Maroon Monsters logo, I was like, maybe a Maroon Mugatu. And I typed Mugatu into Twitter, and I got a bunch of pictures of Will Ferrell. Because, of course, the reason for that and the reason for the name is because Ben Stiller, who directed Zoolander, is a huge... I mean, the name of his production company is Red Hour Films, right? Red Hour... Yeah, so he's a huge Star Trek fan. So that he... Will Ferrell's character is named after...
Okay, okay. Mugatu. I was going to say, that's too series. Easy to be coincidence. Okay, so once we're filled, so it's Mugatu with his curly hair.
Is A, Mugatu, B, Gorn, C, Tribble, or D, Horta?
Horta, so like Hortacha. Well, he's not a Gorn, like, but he's not a Tribble. So either he's a, you know, not killing things, or he's trying to kill Zoolander.
That's usually how I describe Daniel to friends.
No, it's not like it's a hard decision. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm just thrown from the Mugatu. It's not Mugatu. I'd say he'd be a Horta. He'd be.
And that's another point.
Or... Oh, yes! All right!
What is this garbage?
That's awesome.
No, well, wait, no, when you celebrate, Daniel, that's when we nosedive, okay?
I know.
Now, Drew, it's not garbage. It's a garbage scowl. All right, Mike, how would Drew complete the sentence? Whenever something goes wrong in our podcast, my co-host can be a real A, Mugatu, B, Gorn, C, Tribble, or D, Horta.
So it's Drew saying what I would be.
Yes.
I'm going to say Gorn.
Yeah, that is correct.
All right.
That was a safe bet. All right. All right.
All right, and question number 5, the last question for round 1. Darren, which of the main prime TOS characters would you say Daniel is most like?
So main prime, okay. I think Yeoman. No, I'm just kidding. He's not Yeoman. Daniel's the blue shirt. I said that last time we met. So he's Spock. I mean, always choose a
blue shirt correct.
With Daniel.
Wow.
Yes.
But see, now we're doing so good, we just know it's going to get worse.
5,
no.
4,
no.
3.
No.
All right, Mike, which
get
of the
out!
Main
get
prime...
out! Sorry.
Which of the main prime TOS characters is Drew most like?
I'm going to say Scotty.
And that is correct.
Yes.
All right.
Synchronicity.
We can all still be co-hosts. I think I can help you tally our score there, Philip.
Yeah, I was going to say. It was
At the end of round 1, Team Earl Grey Free Enterprise C has 25. The home team, Team Standard Orbit, Maroon Monsters, Monster Maroons, is 10.
Maroon Monsters.
At least get their name right.
10. All right.
And for that, we go to round 2. Round two consists of breaking up our pairs one more time. I'll ask Drew and Daniel to help Yeoman Rand deliver coffee in Dixie cups to all the senior officers on the bridge, while we ask Mike and Darren some questions. Each question is, again, worth 5 points. I'll write down their answers, and then their co-host will return, and we'll see which bridge mates can match answers. Mike, we'll start with you. Multiple choice, question one. Which Enterprise does your co-host prefer? A, the Prime NCC-1701. B, the Prime Refit NCC-1701. C, the NCC-1701-A. Or D, the JJ NCC-1701.
I'm going to say the Refit. I should know this, but I'm going to say the Refit.
All right, Darren, same question to you. Which Enterprise does your co-host prefer?
No. So this is what.
Which Enterprise does,
Daniel,
your
like?
Co-host prefer?
Okay.
A, the original series one. B, the Refit from TMP. C, the NCC-1701A. Or D, the JJ NCC-1701.
Well, he's going to tell you that the A and the Refit are the exact same thing. I think I'm going to go with JJ. I think, Daniel, if I in all of our various nacelle conversations, I think he really likes the look of those nacelles. So,
all right, we'll see how much
I'm
of a
right.
nacelle man he is. All right, Mike, question number two. What color TOS uniform would your co-host wear?
I'm going to say a red shirt, because I believe he actually does have a red shirt that he wears.
Okay, Darren, without looking at your screen,
blue.
What color TOS uniform would your co-host wear?
I swear if he picks something else, I'm kicking him off the show.
For listeners, we can actually see Darren wearing a blue TOS shirt right now, so that was a little bit of a cheat.
Yeah, Daniel like has a blue with the name badge.
Question number three, Mike, multiple choice. What is your co-host's favorite TOS villain? A, Klingons. B, Romulans. C, Nomad. Or D, Racism.
Boy, because is this like a... That's really interesting. Are you talking about how it's used in the show? Or are you talking about, like, you know, real world scenarios or whatever? I'm gonna say how it was used in the show. I'm gonna say the Klingons.
Okay, Darren, to you. What is your co-host's favorite TOS villain? A, Klingons. B, Romulan. C, Nomad. Or D, Racism.
It's not Racism. I'm gonna say either Klingons or Nomad. Does he like Nomad? I like Nomad, but does he like Nomad?
Are you trying to say that Daniel's a racist?
I wrote that down. Pro-racist is what I wrote Daniel down for. So.
He's definitely not a fan of racism as a villain.
I'm going to go with Nomad. We'll
All
see.
All right. I am Nomad. All right, question four, Mike. How would your co-host finish this sentence? If I'm really honest with myself, the universe I would belong in is the blank verse. Would he say prime verse or JJ verse?
I think he would say prime.
Prime. All right, Darren, question to you. How would your co-host finish this sentence? If I'm really honest with myself, the universe I would belong in is the blank verse, either the prime or JJ.
See, it's like a 50-50. Ugh.
It is, in fact, a 50-50.
Yes, I know.
Not no, like.
I understand.
It is literally.
I'm just trying to remember how much he likes or doesn't like the JJ verse, and... I'm going to go...
But here's the other question. Do you count the prime universe as a thing on the whole, or are you just talking about TOS?
I think that includes movies. I mean, it's JJ or not, basically. I'm going to go with prime, too.
Prime.
I'm not saying just movies, but even, like, next gen.
Yeah, that's not JJ. Okay. That's what I'm saying. It's either the camp of JJ or the camp of not JJ.
Everything else. Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's how I
question. It's interpretational. Question five, Mike. Your co-host is told by an irritated Captain Kirk, maybe it's his evil double, I don't know, that ship's discipline needs to improve. So he is authorized to punish one main TOS crew member. Who does he choose to demote?
Okay, let me think about this. I guess I would have to say Chekhov.
So he's busted to crewman. All right.
Yes.
He is, I guess, the ensign cam of TOS. All right. Darren, your co-host is told by an irritated Captain Kirk that ship's discipline needs to improve, so he's authorized to punish one main TOS crew member. Who does he choose to demote?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chekhov, too. I think.
Remove that invisible stripe of his.
You know, nuclear vessels or not, you know, I think he needs to go.
All right, that was the last question. Let's bring back your bridge mates. All right, Drew and Daniel have returned, and so we'll start with Drew. Question number one, multiple choice.
Okay.
Which Enterprise do you prefer? A, Prime NCC 1701. B, Prime Refit NCC 1701. C, NCC 1701 A, or D, JJ NCC 1701.
Now, I know my answer, but I don't know if Mike knows my answer.
It's like we are learning each other for
like
the first
time.
It's like
that's the game.
So I'm going to say that Mike said that it's the original Prime Enterprise. Original.
And that is incorrect. He said the Prime Refit.
Oh, because it's the A, so...
I wasn't sure, because it was basically the same thing, but the interior sets are way better in the A. The A is the correct answer.
I hope we get this right, Daniel. We'll see.
All right. Daniel, which Enterprise do you prefer? A, Prime, B, Prime Refit, C, NTC 1701A, and D, JJ.
Yeah, I literally do not care if I got the question wrong or how unpopular this opinion is. The JJ Enterprise is the best version.
And correct, another team point for Free Enterprise.
I'm like, wait, there's no way it's the A or the Refit, because Daniel says they're the exact same dang thing.
Oh, it gets me so irritated. Anyways, yeah, well,
all right.
That's a whole they're not, because...
No, they are the same. No, that's the
no.
Same
the
damn
they're the same ship.
Are different. You show the, freaking the two
A
bridges,
painted
and
on
they
it.
Are different. They're, you show the two in the two bridges and
two bridges. No, we originated two bridges. Okay, we know all about two bridges.
All right, question number two, Drew. What color TOS uniform would you wear?
Red.
That is correct. Point. All right. Daniel, if you just had to imagine.
This one was a gimme.
Just really
saying.
Dig
yeah,
deep.
What is this?
What color TOS uniform would you wear?
Yeah. Come on. It's blue. It's blue, of course.
And
for
points.
Those of you playing at home, Daniel is literally wearing a blue shirt.
Even if he wasn't, I would have chosen blue.
I know. It's just...
Wait, are they skins, Drew? Or are they... Okay. Question number three, Drew. Multiple choice.
Okay.
What is your favorite TOS villain? A, Klingons or Klingons. B, Romulans. C, Nomad. I am Nomad. Or D, Racism.
That's actually really funny.
And now we go to a commercial break.
Oh, God. I want to say racism. Okay, Klingons. Sure, Klingons.
And that is correct.
Yes.
I thought you might say racism, though. So
yeah, I thought about saying racism, so we're on the right track.
No, all but right, you didn't, cool. And I think we learned a lot. Daniel, what's your favorite TOS villain? A, Klingons or Klingons. B, Romulans. C, Nomad. Or D, Racism.
Just like Data, always choose Romulans. And I'm going to give it to Romulans for sure.
And that is incorrect, because Darren said Nomad.
I couldn't remember if you liked Nomad or not. But
Daniel, to be clear, Daniel, we want you to know, Darren said you would 100% would not choose racism.
I knew.
What?
I knew.
I did. He was right. I think we should
was
get some bonus
I wrong?
Points for that. He was absolutely right about that. 5 bonus points to Earl Grey.
To clarify, I knew that he wouldn't choose the gag answer. He would pick the real answers.
It's a
I
very
like that Mike knows
issue.
Me well enough it's that a... I would probably vote for the gag answer.
All right, question number four, Drew.
Okay.
How would you finish the sentence? If I'm really honest with myself, the universe I would belong in is the blank verse, either the prime verse or the JJ verse. Oh.
I think I belong in the prime verse.
And that is correct. Score for the monsters. All right, Daniel.
No pressure, Daniel.
How would you finish this sentence? If I'm really honest with myself, the universe I would belong in is the blank verse, the prime verse, or the JJ verse.
Wow. This is honestly really tough for me because I don't even know my answer.
Ask yourself. We'll take a second. We'll wait.
All right.
Now, did you get it right to yourself?
Prime verse,
and that is correct. Point.
Well, I was unsure too, but then Michael pointed out that the prime verse includes all the episode crossovers of TNG, and I'm like, oh well, you can't not count that. But yeah,
you can't erase
was,
your own show not, from existence. Not even,
it includes all of TNG and all of Deep Space Nine.
Well, and I also knew that, but you like the JJ Enterprise best, so I was like, oh, what's he gonna pick?
Yeah, but overall, the universe, it's got to be
two movies versus everything else.
I said verse, not universe. It's completely different.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Comma, enough said. Sky from me. All right, question five to Drew. You're told by an irritated Captain Kirk that ship's discipline needs to improve, so you are authorized to punish one main TOS crew member. Who do you choose to demote?
Chekhov.
Correct. Score. Yes.
Wow.
Daniel, you're told by an irritated Captain Kirk, and I think the cut was on this side of his face, that discipline needs to improve, so you're authorized to punish one main TOS crew member. Who do you choose to demote?
Oh, boy. That's tough. That's like really hard. I have no idea what my answer would be, let alone what Darren would think my answer would be.
This is becoming a trend.
This is an inception. You know, we are incepting here. It's not going to be Kirk, Spock, or McCoy. Why would you demote Sulu? It's not going to be who. I'm going to say Chekhov too. Why not?
Another point.
And I honestly picked that because he picked that. I'm like, yeah, that sounds good.
I just want to see him in the agony booth again.
You get a vessel. Get your. You're promoted. You're demoted. Really, Chekhov? Admiral?
It's a V. Mm.
At the end of round two, or at least just the round two score. It is the monsters with 20 and the Enterprise C with 20 as well. Oh. So that was a complete waste of our time.
Tune in next week.
Round three. The final round. In round three, our final round, the questions are now worth 10 points each. Earlier, both teams were emailed questions that they answered individually. I've chosen my favorite answers, and we'll see if their co-hosts can match their bridge mate's answer. Every matched answer, again, is now worth 10 points. First question is for Darren and Drew. Darren, which uniform does Daniel prefer? A, TOS TV uniform. B, the motion picture movie uniforms. C, the Star Trek 2 through 6 movie uniforms. Or D, the JJ verse movie uniform. Oh,
God. I think Daniel's also a fan of the maroon overall. So 2 through whatever, maroon.
That is incorrect. He said JJ all the way.
Okay. That was your second choice, right, Daniel?
No. It actually wasn't. The original series would have been my second, but that's okay.
All right, Drew. If I could only think of your team name. Which uniform does Mike prefer? A, the TOS TV uniforms. B, the TMP movie uniforms. C, the 2 through 6 movie uniforms. Or D, the JJ verse movie uniforms.
I know Mike likes the JJ-verse uniforms also, but I feel like he had to have picked the Monster Maroon.
And that is correct. Yeah. Point.
Yes.
To yeah, okay.
Hold it together, Daniel. After
because of
it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Flare
question
part
number two
then.
Is for... Tell you everything. Question number two for Mike and Daniel. Mike, Captain Kirk lets Drew choose his bridge station. Which does he choose to take? A, the navigator station. B, the con station. C, the communication station with earpiece. Or D, the engineering bridge station.
I think he's going to want to fly the ship. I mean, it seems like going to one of those back stations is kind of weak sauce, right? Yeah, I mean, if you get the chance, you're going to want to sit up front.
And he chose so weak sauce say... with engineering.
Yeah. All right. Whatever.
All right. Daniel, Captain Kirk lets Darren choose his bridge station. Which does he choose to take? A, the navigator. B, con. C, com. Or D, engineering.
I don't think Darren thinks engineering station is weak sauce. I'm going to go with engineering station.
And he actually said the con station. You were in.
Oh, jeez.
Weak sauce.
Y'all were cross.
So
we're, cross
hey, as long as we all right? zero out in this, yes, I'm yes. fine.
Question number three. This is for Daniel and Mike. And this is the Kobayashi Maru of questions. Question number three. In the Kobayashi Maru, which action does Darren choose to take, Daniel? A, cross the neutral zone and save the ship. B, it's a trap. Ignore the distress call. C, consult Starfleet Command for directions. Or D, cheat.
I'm going to pick what I picked. I think this is a TNG answer. I don't think you cheat. I don't think Darren would cheat, and I don't think I'm going to say he crosses the border to help the innocent.
That is incorrect. He consults Starfleet.
That's the TNG answer.
Which is the TNG answer.
That is all right, whatever.
What would Picard do?
All right,
do?
Mike. Mike, what is Drew going to do to test his mettle in the Kobayashi Maru? What action does he choose to take? Does he A, cross the neutral zone and save the ship? B, it's a trap, ignore the distress call. C, consult Starfleet Command for directions. Or D, cheat.
I think he's going to cross the border.
He says, it's a trap!
I had to go with the Star Wars answer.
I was worried he's going to think I did the Star Wars answer.
All right. Question number four for Drew and Darren. Question number four. Drew, which movie villain does Mike enjoy the most? A, V'ger. B, Whale Probe. C, Captain Krug. Or, am I saying that right? Captain Krug, right? D, Captain Klaw.
I'm going to go with what I put. Because I feel like you can't go wrong with Christopher Lloyd, so Captain Krug.
And that is correct. That is a point.
Get out! For the Get monster. Out of there!
All right. Darren, what movie villain does Daniel enjoy the most? A, V'ger. B, Whale Probe. C, Captain Krug. Or D, Captain Klaw?
Well, it's not A, because it can't be V'ger. I'm probably not B. I'm going to go with C as well. Christopher Lloyd.
That is incorrect. He answered.
Ah.
It would be part of Cetacean Ops.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Question number five. This is for Daniel and Drew. Daniel, what is Darren's favorite Star Trek VI Shakespeare quote?
We've talked about this all the time.
Is it A, cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war? Is it B, tickle us, do we not laugh? Prick us, do we not bleed? Wrong us, shall we not revenge? C, let us sit upon the ground and tell sad stories of the death of kings. Or D, Our revels now are ended, Kirk.
There are only two acceptable answers to this question.
No, there's
and not. You must answer it in the original Klingon.
The only reason I was even tempted by number two was was because if you prick me, do I not leak? You know, that is a data quote. I didn't. I picked the only correct answer for the actual best quote of that movie, which is, "Cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war." And Darren, if I'm yelling and I get this wrong, I'm going to be so upset. Philip, tell me I'm right.
You're right. That's yes! The point.
I had that exact same thought. I'm like, oh, this is like a data. Wait, that's not the data quote. This is Klingon. Can't choose that.
All right, Drew, same question to you. I'm more than happy to repeat it.
No, I've got it.
He's like, stop speaking Klingon.
Because it is the only answer, and I wish that I had my spinning chair that I used to record in so I could spin around to my favorite part of that quote. Cry havoc, and let slip the dogs of war.
And that is correct. Point four.
We all like Star Trek VI, apparently.
As we should.
All right. Question number six. This is for Mike and Daniel. Mike, who is Drew's favorite secondary character? A, Chapel. B, Rand. C, Kyle. Or D, Kienzer?
I mean, we did a whole show on her before we did shows on, like, anyone else, and I think it was his idea. It's got to be Rand. Rand's the only right answer. She's the cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war of secondary characters.
And that is correct. Point.
It's way too long of a title, Mike. That. I can see what you're doing.
Being in Kirk's chair.
Well, all right, Daniel. Who is Darren's favorite secondary character? A, Chapel. B, Rand. C, Kyle. Or D, Kienzer?
It's so easy.
It's so
keep in mind, we've never had any of these kind of conversations before.
Why would TOS come up in TNG? Because they all appeared in there. So.
I you know what? Honestly, I can't. I picked Chapel. I'm gonna give him what I picked. I picked Chapel. Did he pick Chapel too?
That is correct. You both are going to the Chapel.
Yes. Oh,
I don't even know those third and fourth ones, so I'm like, it's not them.
All right. Question number seven is for Darren and Drew. Darren, which TOS character would Daniel have loved to see in the 24th century? A, Chekhov. B, Uhura. C, Savickson. Or D, Valeris. Or Valeris, excuse me. Valeris.
Gosh. That's not the first one.
Not even acknowledging his name.
Is it a Vulcan? That's the question. Well, we've already demoted Chekhov. He's gone. Say the last three once more.
Yeah. It is B, Uhura, C, Savick, D, Valaris. I don't remember what my syllable is.
Uhura.
That is incorrect. He said Savick. Now, which Savick, Daniel?
Yeah, see, it's
this.
Two different characters.
It would have been
kidding.
The
I had no
Chris
clue.
Daly Savick, of course.
I had no clue. Yeah.
Okay. Now, would she be with Captain Batson on...
Well, in Ship of the Line.
Oh, God. Okay. Drew, which TOS character would Mike have loved to see in the 24th century? A, Chekhov. B, Uhura. C, Savick. Or D, Valeris?
I'm going to go with Uhura.
He said Valeris.
Oh, interesting.
Uhura, really?
Two Vulcan choices.
By the way, Savick is very weird. Close to Spock. That's a very... I'm not going to get into him.
Oh, okay.
See, I thought you would go with Uhura because she was more main cast, like one of the few main that didn't go into Next Gen.
Me? Or who?
Daniel. No,
all
Daniel.
Of you are wrong, apparently, so it doesn't matter.
We're all wrong.
I had no question... idea. I just guessed.
Question
it
number
Valeris, by the way, who's the answer?
Valeris, yes.
Yeah.
Question number eight for Mike and Darren. Mike, what is Drew's favorite alien ship? A, the Romulan Bird of Prey. B, the Klingon D7. C, Botany Bay. Oh, no. Or D, Balik's spinning cube probe.
I'm going to say the Klingon D7.
And that is correct.
I second-guessed myself toward the end. I'm like, oh no, but Balok's spinning cube is in my favorite episode. Oh no.
All right. Question number 8, Darren. What is Daniel's favorite alien ship? A, the Romulan Bird of Prey. B, the Klingon D7. C, the Botany Bay. Or D, Balok's spinning cube probe.
Well, if I've learned anything about Daniel, it's when in doubt, choose a Romulan. So I'm going to go with the Romulan Bird of Prey.
And that is correct. Point.
It's definitely not that cube thing. We do cube things right on Next Gen. Okay.
Question number 9 for Daniel and Drew. Daniel, what is Darren's favorite Earth alien planet? Is it A, Nazi planet from Patterns of Force? B, the mob planet from A Piece of the Action? C, the Roman planet from Bread and Circuses? Or D, the Greek planet from Plato's Stepchildren?
I actually, this is a little unusual for this game, but I want to step out on a limb here and say that anybody that picks Plato's Stepchildren as an option, I disassociate myself with and want to have nothing to do with those people. Anyways, no.
For those listening, he did not say that about the Nazis.
I didn't
Go
say
ahead, Daniel.
That is how much I hate that episode. Of course, I'm going to pick Piece of the Action Planet. It's going to be the best choice no matter what.
All right, correct. Point. All right. Drew, same for you.
I mean, Kirk and Spock and fedoras. I mean,
yeah. You don't even have to list them. It's Piece of the Action.
And that is correct. Another point. Everyone gets a piece of that action. All right, question number 10, the final question to determine the winner. This is for Mike and for Darren.
Aw, oh, dang.
Mike. Trelane grants Drew the ability to be stationed in the Enterprise during one of their four seasons, because TOS and TAS. Which season did Drew pick?
It's got to be season 2.
And that is correct. Point for the monsters.
Yes.
Darren, Trelane, possibly Trelane Q, grants Daniel the ability to be stationed on the Enterprise during one of their four seasons, TOS and TAS. Which season did he pick?
Okay, well, it's not TAS, because we watch that even less than TOS. and I doubt it's 3, because a lot of people call 3 the worst.
I've never
said
that.
It's either 1 or 2. I'm going to go with 2.
Incorrect, he said. Numero uno.
Okay, I narrowed it down 50-50.
All right. I've totaled up the scores. But first, I asked each team last week to guess how many points their respective Bridge Mates duo would get.
We're really good at that.
I will now have each team reveal their guesses before totaling the final scores. The closest to their actual score will get an additional 10 points in advance of the bonus round. And to build up the suspense, I can reveal that whoever gets this right will, in fact, win. There's now a difference between 5 points.
Oh, my God.
All right, would you Daniel, I'll put this in your hands. Would you like me to reveal both team scores and then reveal their guesses? Or would you like me to do one team at a time, Daniel?
You know what? Let's band-aid this. I can't say that out loud, actually. Let's band-aid this situation and just rip it off. Tell us both at the same time. Come on.
Okay. So the final scores were Team Earl Grey, Free Enterprise with 95, and Team Standard Orbit, Monsters, with 100. I now have to reveal the guesses, and whoever got the closest will get 10 points. So,
oh God,
what did we put? I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
Earl Grey guessed 70, but they got 95.
So we're 25 away.
We're 25, y'all.
It's a difference of 25. Standard Orbit got 100. They guessed 90, which means they have 110 points and they are the winners of Bridgemates. Winning
110.
15
That's
points.
That's the magic number. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. I think we should do, just because it was 110, I think we should do 110 episodes of this show and then quit.
That's a good idea. Too bad we announced it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, whatever.
And now it's time for the bonus round. The bonus round is when the winning pair of Bridgemates have a lightning round, showing off how well they know their co-hosts. I emailed 6 questions earlier to both teams. I will now take turns with the winning co-host. They'll have 10 seconds to make their guess about their co-host's favorite TOS thing under a specific category. Mike and Drew will be obviously going with you. If you have 3 correct at the end of the round, you'll receive the mystery bonus prize. So,
it's
6
paper?
Questions. Or rock. Or scissors. All right, Mike and Drew. Mike, can start with you. Here we go. Go. Favorite episode.
I'm Mud.
That is correct. Drew. Favorite character.
Kirk.
Correct. Mike, favorite alien species.
Klingons.
Wrong. Tribbles. Drew, favorite movie.
Undiscovered Country.
Wrong. 2009.
Oh, come.
Mike, favorite romance.
Kirk and his ship.
Wrong. Kirk and Keeler. Drew, favorite Sulu, T'Kay or Cho?
Oh god, it comes down to this. T'Kay.
Correct.
Yes.
All right.
You know, hang on. Hang on. Can I say one thing?
All right. We recognize the gentleman from Loser Town.
Listen, as someone who has only ever lost. And as this segment will only take up 20 seconds, I think our fans, our listeners, would be interested in having both of those bonus rounds.
We tried this before, Daniel. It did.
No, Daniel, this actually.
All right, fine. No, fine. You're right.
No,
Daniel,
let's hear it.
This
let's
isn't
hear
your
it.
Show, so
right.
I will have to
no,
bow
they wouldn't hear it.
To Drew and Mike on their ruling.
I want to hear it.
All right.
We didn't do very well when it was Voyager.
So, here it is. For no points and possibly embarrassment.
Can we get 5 extra points from this?
Yes. I mean, you're still going to lose, but yeah. So, Daniel and Darren. Daniel, you'll be going first. Here we go. Favorite episode.
Darren's favorite episode?
Yes.
Oh, shit. The way the entire game's been played.
Hang on! Darren's favorite episode is Trouble with Tribbles.
Wrong. Let This Be Your Last Battlefield.
Damn it! What?
Darren, favorite character?
Spock.
Correct. Daniel, favorite alien species?
Tribbles!
Wrong. He said the black and white people from
Come on! Who
it's
picks
the only
that?
Episode he's seen.
Who picks that? Oh, whatever. Go ahead.
Somebody who hates racism, Daniel. That's who. Darren, favorite movie?
2009.
Correct.
Yes.
Daniel, favorite romance?
Oh, God, I don't know any. I'm going to say, is it Chapel and Spock? Is that anything?
He
that
said
happened?
Kirk and Keeler. That is incorrect. Darren, favorite Sulu, T'Kay or Cho?
T'Kay.
Correct. If you had actually ever known what a bonus round was, you would have won that.
I got all 3 right.
Yes.
One of these teammates.
So do we get the magical?
Just shut up, Drew. Just shut up. Nobody cares what you say with your bearded self. No one cares.
Wait, what's our prize? I mean, I heard them say if we won, then we get the extra prize because we are guests on their shows and they're leaving anyway.
That's
I think they're giving away a podcast, if I understand correctly. So congratulations to the winning, again, 2 times in a row, Bridgemates duo of Mike and Drew, the Monsters, who are now the reigning Trek.fm champions until next time, though they are now tied with Team Lizard Baby.
Yeah, see, now we need to play Team Lizard Babies. You see, if there was like a weekly
they're
show,
they're cutting us out. Could,
I'm just saying, if that happened, if there was a weekly show where all the shows on Trek FM could play each other, in like three or four divisions of three teams each. Like,
do you have a chart? I think I could visualize with a chart.
I do have a chart, actually. I think that would be really cool and good, Philip.
Well, that ends my hosting duties for tonight, so I turn it back to Landru.
So, is there not actually a bonus prize?
No, there's one in your heart.
No. Oh.
I think the bonus prize should be a weekly bridge match.
The bonus prize is you got a logo.
If I understand it, the bonus prize is you get a t-shirt. Because there's only one people I've seen with t-shirts, and that's Team Lizard Babies.
I saw one of those t-shirts in person. It was really sweet.
Oh, goodness. Well, okay. Thank you, Philip, for leading this charge. It's been a lot of fun embarrassing everybody else on your
show. We were so close, Daniel. So
we
close.
No, we were no closer 95. Than we were with the Voyager people.
Pretty good.
So close.
We were no closer.
It was pretty good.
95 was pretty good.
Oh, my.
You guys did
we
a
just,
good job.
We
no,
just,
yeah, we
guys,
did a great
we just
job.
Didn't bid
job.
For ourselves.
Especially, no, I mean, especially since, you know, like, one of you has never seen an episode of the original series. Like, that's pretty good.
And one of
we all
you
know
has
which
only
episode
seen
I've
one episode,
seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And we know which episode Daniel needs to see.
Hang on. No. One of those guys hasn't seen two seasons of TNG, and we still lost. There is no competition here. We just... You know what? Norman Will.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know... and No, hang on. Norman Will and
Andy
Chris,
and Jera.
Chris and Matt. And, oh, yeah, Andy and Jera. We're coming.
We're coming.
And we're going to lose to you so hard. You
hey,
are just going to...
There are
gonna,
plenty
just,
of letters
know,
left in the alphabet. Okay.
Well, hold on.
We
but
will
you,
take
you realize...
this to the Enterprise Z, if that's what it takes.
You haven't even felt pain. Can you imagine what it'll be like to face Norm and Jeff, who actually know each other in real life, and Jeff is a literal walking encyclopedia?
Now, you guys realize that Free Enterprise is now on the D.
So if we lose, it's even worse.
You mean... When
we
when
lose.
We lose.
Well, then you'd, even worse. Then you'd be on the E. Then you'd be on the E.
Yeah.
I'm going to be rooting for you.
Thank
guys
you, Mike.
Next time. Yeah.
We're the bad news bears of Trek.fm.
Darren, I just have to know, did you have to look up the name of
No, I know that name.
Okay. All right. I was just curious.
I did have to look up Eeth Keeler because I knew it was like, what's the girl that he falls in love with? Her name something.
Right. All right, cool. Just curious.
All right, so outside of Earl Grey, which could be found every week right here on Trek FM, a day after our show, because it came out a decade or two after our show, where can people find you on the internet, Philip?
They can find me on Twitter. My handle there is NC Public Servant. That's NC for not culpable in the Free Enterprise's losing streak.
I could see you trying. You're picking things that you know that they would know better, but it just doesn't work.
It doesn't. I literally said, Darren, what color is Daniel's shirt? I'm basically hosting Celebrity Jeopardy. Yeah. Daniel, just say a number. Just
Any
say
number.
A number, Daniel.
Blue.
Three is not a number.
You'll also be able to find Philip on the upcoming Bridgerton spinoff show, which will be here on Trek FM in the coming months.
That's right. Hashtag Bridgerton.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel.
Get that trending.
Where can you and your blue shirt be found?
Yeah, they can find me, you know, on Twitter at OneUpDan. I mean, I guess I need more than one up. If there's like a 100 up anybody wants to give me, I would love it because I really need it.
Well, see, that's good. You have all these one ups because of how many lives you've lost from our deaths.
Oh, whoa. Whoa, Darren. Darren is calling me out.
No, I'm just saying we've lost so many times.
No, it's fine.
And we lose lives every time.
Wondering when you're going to find that star that might actually make you invincible. So,
all right, Darren.
That was not a call out. I'm just saying. They can find me on Twitter under username Dr. Sci-Fi. Maybe I should watch TOS a little more because it is science fiction. So, yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for coming on, gentlemen. Thanks for leading, Philip, again. And thank you. The bonus prize I found in my heart. And but I yeah. So all right. Thanks, gentlemen. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was so much fun. I wanted to thank Daniel and Darren again for coming and being such good sports, and for Philip for putting all that together, because, man, that had to have been a lot of work. Well, playing games is not the only thing we've been doing on Trek FM this week, so here's a quick look at what you may have missed elsewhere on the network.
Previously on Trek.fm, Standard Orbit.
Not interspace. Interphase. Interspace is the... That's the one where they shrink down and they, like, go and... Like, fight viruses.
First movie I ever saw letterboxed.
Huh.
I was like, why are there black bars in the top and bottom of the screen? This movie is garbage.
Earl Grey.
Daddy, do pets have a Nexus 2?
The Pexus.
Kirk had a dog in the Nexus 2, didn't he?
Oh, Butler. Butler is now Shadow. So we have the adventures homeward bound of Butler, Porthos, and Spot. Will they make it back to their owners in Montana?
The Orb.
Well, apparently, and did you find this interesting, Matthew? Apparently, the Navark reports directly to the prophets.
Which is awkward, because they don't always show up for meetings, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Plus, you never know what time the meeting is really going to be, right?
That is true. It could have been yesterday, and you might have missed it.
The Ready Room.
Do you think this episode would have been so popular and remain a fan favorite if the Enterprise had been overrun with zebra mussels?
To the journey! It's fake intimacy.
Thank you!
It is them trying to say, Chakotay knows Janeway so well that just by fiddling her comm badge, he knows the crap's gonna hit the fan. Commentary, Trek Stars.
Weird is relative when you're talking about a book about a guy who taxidermies his mother, so...
The 602 Club.
I think you've hit something here, and I've never thought of it this way, but the true savior of the galaxy, it's not Obi-Wan, it's not Luke Skywalker, it's Aunt Beru.
Literary Treks.
Reagan's a great guy to bring up because his dad was this raging drunk, and, you know, he had to sort of drag him in off the porch at night, because he'd come home, like, falling down drunk, and, you know, you think of... And here he was, this kind of great man for the country at the time, but he came from a place that was really kind of dark, but also very relatable.
Women at Warp.
There's always a touchstone, and this was as close to a touchstone as they ever got with Pulaski.
Plus she banged Riker's dad.
Oh, Andy.
I'm sorry, I just think it's so funny.
And that's what else is happening on Trek.fm.
So check out these shows and get in on the daily Trek Talk. You find them on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or you can just stream from the website. Just visit Trek.fm/podcast to get all the links. If you want to contact us and share your thoughts on today's show, you can go to Trek.fm/contact. There's a form there. Choose Send a Show and choose Standard Orbit. That'll come to both of us by email. You can also use the tab in the left-hand column of any page to send us a voicemail using webcam's microphone. And you can talk to us and other listeners at our Facebook group, The Babel Conference. In social media, you'll find our Facebook page at facebook.com/TrekFM and on Twitter under username TrekFM. You can find Mike on Twitter at Mumbles3K, and you can also find him on Commentary Trek Stars right here on the network and on CommentaryTrackStars.com. And you can find me on Twitter at 005, DoubleOFIVE. Before we go, we'd like to ask everyone to please support our sponsor, who helps us bring Standard Orbit to you each week, and our sponsor for this show is Audible.com. Audible's a great way for you to read all the books you've always wanted to read but never thought you'd have time for. Audible's the premier source for audiobooks, with more than 150,000 titles to choose from and more coming every week. From classics to current bestsellers, even some of the most famous Star Trek books like Prime Directive and Federation, Audible has something for everyone. As a Trek FM listener, you can get a free audiobook of your choice along with a 30-day trial just to see how great Audible is. So give it a try today, catch up on all those classic Star Trek books you've yet to read, and that latest novel from your favorite author as well. Just go to audibletrial.com/trekfm and sign up today. Again, that's audibletrial.com/trekfm. And we thank Audible for supporting Standard Orbit and Trek FM. We'd also like to thank Richard Rutledge Jr. and Renee Roberts for being our associate producers this week by supporting us on Patreon. You can find Richard on Twitter at RUT8972 and Renee at MRES_1701.
And if you want to join them, keeping us in orbit, you can also support us on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/trekfm, you'll find a list of donation levels where you can get things like exclusive digital goodies, early access to episodes, access to our project manager, and even be listed as an associate producer for our shows. You'll find out where the donations can go on the site, things like covering the monthly cost of hosting and distribution, hiring an editor for our shows, and upgrading our equipment. Again, that's patreon.com/trekfm, so check it out. Next week, we've got John Tenuto with us for the last time, speaking of one of the rejected movie plots for Star Trek The Motion Picture. So be sure to stick around for that next week. For this week, thanks for listening. Have a good week and keep on trekking. It is the will of Landru.
Mr. Chekov, take us out of orbit. Ahead, warp factor 1.
Hi, sir.